As we move towards Chatzos, one of the kinnas that we sing is Eli Tzion ve'areha k'ma yisha v'tzireha. And what this is a mashal. It's a parable of the relationship that we have with Hashem. On one hand, we compare to a woman in the pain of labor. And secondly, we compare to a bride who's lost a husband of their youth. Says the Kedushas Levi, the person that's in the ICU, it's a difficult situation, not knowing whether the end is going to happen or not. It's like a woman who loses Baal Noreha. It's a hopeless situation. Whereas a lady that is in the pain of labor, as difficult as it is, there's still an understanding that there's a hope that at the end there will be a birth. This is what the Kinnah is saying, that there's a double understanding of exile. There's a perception and a reality. The perception is that we feel we have lost forever. We've given up hope. Will there ever be a better day? Will we ever come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Will the end of the scholars ever happen? But the reality is, it's like a woman in labor, that the end will be a birth. We understand that all this pain is leading us to somewhere else. It's so interesting that on Seder night, we sit and we have an egg. And that we also do on Erev Tisha B'Av, we sit and we have an egg before the fast begins. And similarly, Seder night is always the same night as Tisha B'Av. Says the Ishvitza, that when you see an egg, you think that's it. It's a finished product. But you're so mistaken. It's not even born yet. First, it has to sit under a chicken. And then the chicken needs to come out of the egg. Says the Ishvitza, then when it comes to Nisan, it's a very special month. We've been through the winter, a dark winter, the moments of darkness. It's like the plowing over, and the same Yerushalayim was destroyed. It comes to Nisan, and we see the growth, the Geula, the redemption, and we understand the whole winter was preparing for that growth. We see the light of the new moon in the 15th of the month when Pesach begins, and we understand the darkness, the winter, was the preparation for the new moon. A non-Jew counts by a solar system. A solar system, and for them, those moments of darkness, it seems like it's all coming to an end. It's like reaching a dead end in their life, and they just give up and throw in the towel. But Yid looks at the darkness and understands it's just a preparation for the new moon. This is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is with that deep understanding that all this pain, all the galus, the churban, is preparing us for a new light. That's why Nisan is called Aviv, and the month that we are in is called Av, Father. Yid has to know that the preparation and the Nechama will come. With all the tzaras, with all the unanswered questions and the galus that we have been through, we will somehow one day, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, we will see how Hashem only loves us, cares for us, and only does what's best for us. So we begin Tisha B'Av by yearning, by crying, feeling the pain of what we're missing. And then we get energized towards the end of Tisha B'Av. We start hearing the music and knowing that days ahead will be better. There'll be a time when we'll walk like brothers and sisters up to Yerushalayim, where we'll feel a closeness around the Beis HaMikdash, a circle full of Yidden that once danced through the gas chambers and pogroms, singing on Imamim, will one day be dancing with hearts full of joy in Yerushalayim. By starting off, Shivchi Kamaim Libeich, standing opposite our Kodesh Baruch Hu, yearning for that connection once again, tapping into the Neshama inside of me, knowing, I want Hashem in my life. Nachamu Nachamu Ami. There'll be a time when we will return to the stature of the great Jewish nation, of Klal Yisrael, a day and a life full of light, of closeness, of understanding, of feeling, living in a world of realness and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.